Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the President of the United States just concluded brief remarks and taking a couple of questions about his conviction that President Putin has already decided to invade Ukraine and his, President Biden's, determination to try to avert that invasion. And how? By promising that there is a united NATO, a united world community that will visit severe consequences on the Russian Federation if they go ahead with this war of choice. Then Biden making a strong point that this is not a war that he is being compelled by any forces or any parties to enter. But right now there's a war going on politically, of course, and as always, a lot of it surrounds the opinions of and by and about President Donald J. Trump, somebody who knows President Trump, who worked for him, defending him in both of his impeachment trials, is a Harvard Law School professor for 50 years, Alan Dershowitz, now professor emeritus. He is active in litigation, writing bestsellers in defense of civil liberties, and you can actually enjoy some of his wisdom and insights on some of the legal issues of the day by going to Dare Show on Rumble, like Dare Show, the show as if it were German, but that's the beginning of his name. It's Dershow. Alan, great to speak to you, and let me go right back.
Well, thank you. The only thing that's missing from the Dershow Show is the wits, and that's provided by my listeners and viewers, so thanks.
Okay, I like that. I hadn't figured that out yet. But one other thing I haven't figured out yet is who basically is on the right side of this current matter of John Durham and the filings that he's made. I know you've read the filings. Do you see anything in the filings that suggests that, as President Trump suggests, the death penalty ought to be considered?
No, both sides are exaggerating, as usual.
Right.
Trump is exaggerating enormously. Treason, the death penalty. You know, treason is defined in the Constitution. There's no treason here. I don't think, having read the results, that there is any substantive crime that is so far sufficient evidence of. What they've indicted some people for is process crimes. That is, once you conduct an investigation, people are called in, and then they're indicted for lying, not being truthful, covering up, all of that. But so far, there hasn't been any substantive evidence of crimes, and certainly nothing that points a finger directly to Hillary Clinton. But there is probable cause. There is enough there to continue an investigation. And as a liberal Democrat who himself not only voted for Hillary Clinton, but knows Hillary Clinton and generally likes her, I want to know. I want the investigation to continue. And I trust John Durham much more than I did some of the previous special prosecutors. He seems like an honorable guy. He's had a long history of a nonpartisan prosecution. So I'm waiting to see what else he comes up with, to see if he can get any closer up the chain of the Clinton campaign. The one thing that's clear is that the Clinton campaign engaged in dirty politics. They do not have clean hands when they attack the Republicans. Both sides have dirty hands here.
Well, again, you've been around politics enough, as I have. Yeah. Every single political operation in the country has an Oppo research division where they actually are going to do anything they possibly can to find incriminating material on an opponent. And it seems to me that both sides did that in the election as much as they could.
Right.
And that was about the election of 2016. Right, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to go on Google, look, I'm in lawsuits now, and I'm obviously investigating my accusers, my opponents, looking for material that I can use on cross-examination. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm not going to the FISA court and misinforming them and giving them incomplete information and then not changing my affidavit once I find out that my initial affidavit was false. Those are crimes, particularly the FISA court. Because remember, the FISA court is ex-party. Only one side gets to present its views, and it's all secret. And so the government has a special obligation with the FISA court to give them all the information on both sides. And they not only fail to do that, but they cross the line into criminality. So there, I think there are crimes. Whether or not there was bugging of the Trump Tower or bugging of the White House or improper efforts to get information, that remains to be seen. So let's not rush to judgment, and let's keep open minds on both sides.
A quick constitutional question, Professor. The great debate that has broken out between the former president and the former vice president, between Trump and Pence, who is right about the vice president's ability to overturn elections?
So it could be clearer. Remember, we have three things to look at. We have the Constitution itself. Well, it's four things. We have the text of the Constitution, which was overruled after the 1800 election by the 12th Amendment. Then we have a statute passed right after the Tilden-Hayes election.
In 1887,
Right. And then we have the rules of both the Senate and the House. And I have to tell you, very few things could be less clear than that. So although I think that President Trump had the right to make the argument he made, reading the statutes and reading the Constitution, in the end, Pence was right. He didn't have the authority under existing law to change the election, to delay the election, to send it back to the states. His role is to count. His role is to open up the envelope and count. You know, he's like the guy who reads it at the Academy Awards. He doesn't pick the Academy Award. He reads it. And some people screw it up when they read the Academy Awards. Some people don't. He did a pretty good job. And so I can't fault him.
The winner of the presidency is La La Land. No, got it wrong. Speaking of La La Land, there was a decision yesterday that was extremely strongly worded by a Supreme Court justice, a justice of the Supreme Court in New York, named Agaron. And It basically said, Trump, you're not president anymore. You gotta answer questions from the attorney general. You could say no to answering the questions, but you gotta appear. Do you think it's the right call?
No, absolutely the wrong call. Why is it the wrong call? Because Letitia James should not and cannot constitutionally be in charge of any investigation of Donald Trump. She ran for office on a campaign. The campaign was that she would get Trump. That was her campaign. She's now the Attorney General, and she's fulfilling her campaign promise. You can't have prosecutors who are fulfilling campaign promises to get people. She made the statement she was going to get Trump before she knew very much. And so I think the first thing that Trump lawyers should do, I'm not one of Trump lawyers, is move to disqualify Attorney General James, have the case sent to local district attorneys, let them decide whether to subpoena the president. If they do decide legitimately to do that, then I think we have an interesting question. And I think the answer to that question will be, yes, a former president and his children, certainly his children, can be subpoenaed if there is a basis on which to subpoena them and ask them questions. They have no immunity, unlike the president would have immunity for what he did while he was in office.
To get more from Professor Alan Dershowitz, go to Dare Show on Rumble. That's Dare Show on Rumble. Alan, Shabbat Shalom and all best to you. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Just spoke on Russia, and he answered a few questions. And look, it's important. No one knows what the weekend is going to bring. But one of the things that I think, in fairness, people should recognize is that was this inspiring and the kind of thing that's going to rally Americans around the flag and to the cause of liberty and decency and sanity, which means against Russia? No, it's not going to do that. But this is not what we've got with Joe Biden in terms of what we've seen about the president's limitations and compared to some of his other public appearances and pronouncements. I think this was relatively effective and will probably have a positive impact on reassuring the rest of the world that the United States is not going completely crazy on any of this. Biden began by affirming that we are united as a country on the issue of Russia, and I believe he's right. This is clip one.
Despite Russia's efforts to divide us at home and abroad, I can affirm that has not happened. The overwhelming message of both calls was one of unity, determination, and resolve. I shared with all of those on the calls what we know about a rapidly escalating crisis in Ukraine.
These are foreign leaders.
Over the last few days, we've seen reports of a major uptick in violations of the ceasefire by Russian-backed fighters attempting to provoke Ukraine and the Donbas. For example, a shelling of a Ukrainian kindergarten yesterday, which Russia has falsely asserted was carried out by Ukraine.
Okay, that's important. And, of course, I think most people around the world did not believe that kind of disinformation from Russia. Clip two.
And we also continue to see more and more disinformation being pushed out to the Russian public, including Russian-backed separatists, claiming that Ukraine is planning to launch a massive offensive attack in the Donbas. Well, look, there is simply no evidence of these assertions, and it defies basic logic to believe the Ukrainians would choose this moment, with well over 150,000 troops arrayed on its borders, to escalate a year-long conflict. Russia's state media also continues to make phony allegations of a genocide taking place in the Donbas and push fabricated claims warning about Ukraine's attack on Russia without any evidence. That's just what I'm sure Ukraine's thinking of doing, attacking Russia. All these are consistent with the playbook the Russians have used before.
Okay, and he made another very important and I think telling point, and I think he made it relatively well. This is clip three.
Make no mistake, if Russia pursues its plans, it will be responsible for a catastrophic and needless war of choice. The United States and our allies are prepared to defend every inch of NATO territory from any threat to our collective security as well. We also will not send troops in to fight in Ukraine, but we will continue to support the Ukrainian people. This past year, the United States provided a record amount of security assistance to Ukraine to bolster its defenses, $650 million from Javelin missiles to ammunition. But I say again, Russia can still choose diplomacy. It is not too late to de-escalate and return to the negotiating table. Last night, Russia agreed that Secretary of State Blinken and Foreign Minister Lavrov should meet on February 24th.
Okay, that's good news, and it is news. The people get confused sometimes. How can he say, is he contradicting himself? Is it some kind of mind lapse? Or no, what he was saying, at the same time he says, we will not send American troops into anywhere in Ukraine, he said, we will defend every inch of NATO soil. How can those two things coexist? Ukraine's not a member of NATO. It wants to be, but it is not a member of NATO, and we do not have the treaty obligations to defend Ukraine. We do to defend Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. Then this final statement about the consequences of war for Russia from President Biden just moments ago. Listen.
But if Russia takes military action before that date, it will be clear that they have slammed the door shut on diplomacy. They will have chosen war, and they will pay a steep price for doing so, not only from the sanctions that we and our allies will impose on Russia, but the moral outrage the rest of the world will visit upon them. You know, there are many issues that divide our nation and our world, but standing up to Russian aggression is not one of them. The American people are united. Europe is united. The transatlantic community is united. Our political parties in this country are united. The entire free world is united. Russia has a choice between war and all the suffering it will bring, or diplomacy that will make a future safer for everyone.
And then the president took some questions, and not many, but telling. Question one.
Do you think that it is wise for President Zelensky to leave Ukraine if an invasion is as imminent as the U.S. says it is?
That's a judgment for him to make and a determination as to whether or not. I've spoken with Zelensky a dozen times, maybe more, I don't know. And it's in the pursuit of a diplomatic solution, it may not be it may be the wise choice. But it's his decision.
And do you have any indication about whether President Putin has made a decision on whether to invade? Do you feel confident that he hasn't made that decision already?
As of this moment, I'm convinced he's made the decision.
And more questions? Listen.
There seems to be a unanimity of spirit to do between the United States and Europe to do some sanctions, comprehensive sanctions. But is everyone on board with the exact same sanctions that you want to do?
Yes. There will be some slight differences, but none. There will be more add-ons than subtractions.
And President Putin is going to oversee some nuclear drills this weekend. How do you see that happening? What's your reaction to that, sir? Thank you.
I don't think he is remotely contemplating using nuclear weapons. But I do think it's... I think he is... focused on trying to convince the world that he has the ability to change the dynamics in Europe in a way that he cannot. But I don't, how much of it is a cover for just saying we're just doing exercises and there's more than that, I just can't. It's hard to read his mind.
Okay, that was President Biden speaking moments ago and answering some questions about the crisis in Ukraine. Do we have a crisis with definition of marriage? No, that was in the past. But there are some new numbers about it from Gallup that are just stunning. We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hennepin County, Minnesota Judge Regina Chu has now sentenced former police officer Kim Potter for fatally shooting a motorist 10 months ago.
It is the sentence and judgment of this court that you shall be committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 24 months.
The judge ordered Potter to spend two-thirds of her sentence behind bars and one-third of it on supervised release. Chu said Potter deserved a lesser sentence than the 86-month sentence sought by prosecutors because the officer was trying to use her taser and not her gun. As tensions continue at the Ukraine border, Russian President Vladimir Putin will personally oversee nuclear readiness drills tomorrow. The missile testing happens every year, but with ongoing tensions at the border, the White House is taking notice of the timing, saying Russia is prepared to invade within days. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And on the Michael Medved show, there are two new Gallup polls, and they're pretty big, and they're packed with information, and they're packed with some surprises. And one of the things that is going to gain headlines when these polls are digested and people are talking about them in the press is there are polls about the LGBT identification in the United States. That's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered. They don't add on the Q because nobody knows what that means. People kind of know what gay, lesbian, and bisexual mean. And part of what shocked people here was that they divided into age, and there has been no increase in LGBT identification except for the very youngest age group, where the increase is dramatic. And what they show is that among Generation Z, that means people born after 1997, so people, you can figure it out, who would be below the age of 20, 23 or below, pardon me, 25 or below. And in that group, they have 21% who identify, that's one out of five. But here's the point that they're not making in the headlines. That's an attention-getting headline, right? You think one out of five young people identify as gay, lesbian, or bisexual? Yeah, except they're almost all of that increase is with bisexuals. In other words, it is among Generation Z, that generation, 15% describe themselves as bisexual. Now, you wonder if you're talking about ages between some people born between 1907, 1997 and 2003, you're talking about very young people. And what's fascinating is they're very different. That number of 15% for that young cohort of under 25 is completely different from everybody else. It's 15%, not 6% for millennials, 1.7% for Generation X, less than 1% for baby boomers. And what this seems to indicate is with so many people in that generation describing themselves as bisexual, it's not entirely unthinkable that there are many, many people in that generation who haven't defined themselves yet. And for older people, there isn't that bulge there. The other thing that is stunning about these surveys is that there are more people who describe themselves as LGBT who are married to people of the opposite sex than of the same sex. How could that be? Because bisexuals are overwhelmingly married to people of the opposite sex. So you wonder about that. And the one thing that is difficult when gay marriage, if people who define themselves as LGBT, when they get married, it is usually, in the majority of times that people do get married, they are not marrying somebody of the opposite gender. So it is not what most people would understand as a gay marriage. What they are also finding out is that when it comes to people married of the opposite gender, it's very, very common, even among gay people, people who are in that category of bisexual, they are more likely to marry somebody of the opposite gender. And why does all of this matter? Because it goes to, I think, what you heard on both sides during the time that there was debate over changing marriage forever. People on the side of making the change seem to believe that, well, gosh, if you let gay people get married, then there'll be this explosion of interest. The headline here for Gallup is LGBT Americans married to same-sex spouse steady at 10%. In other words, of the people who describe themselves as gay, lesbian, or bisexual, only 10% are actually married to a same-sex spouse. And close to 30% are married to an opposite-sex spouse. So the idea that there was this huge upsurge of people who are getting ready for same-sex marriage, it's not true. Didn't happen. But the other thing that didn't happen is, I think that when people look at these numbers, it is not, as many people believed, the end of marriage. It is not the end of opposite-sex relationships. I think that one of the things that has really not been discussed or described is that idea of bisexuality. And I believe that what it is there was Dr. Jeffrey Sadenauer, who's a psychiatrist, was chairman of the Department of Psychiatry at Yale University Medical School, used to cite a statistic that of people who list themselves as bisexual, and again, that is the majority of this group, that for many of them, they've had one experience in youth, but after age 25, they basically settle on either opposite sex or same-sex partners. And in most cases, it is four, as I indicated here, to opposite-sex partners. There's much more in this, But what it does indicate is that a lot of the conventional wisdom on both left and right on this issue is just misleading and is wrong. The LGBTQ, the LGBT identification says one headline for another part of the study. It says LGBT identification in U.S. ticks up to 7.1%. Okay, without the bisexuals counted in that group, people who have had some kind of sexual relationship with both males and females, without that group included, you're down at 3%, which is much more in keeping with what most other studies have shown. The idea of 10% and more that sometimes people put forward, it tends to be unscientific and just flat out wrong. Speaking of just flat out wrong, I don't understand why Kevin McCarthy would want to get involved opposing an incumbent who still is trying to function as a member of the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives. I'm talking about Liz Cheney. And the fact that Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, has now endorsed her primary opponent, and this is not based on any issue of policy, because Liz Cheney has been a solid conservative. It's all based around the issue of supporting or opposing President Trump. And we'll take a look at one of the attacks on Cheney, which I actually think is kind of amusing. That and more, and the big new Oscar-nominated Best Picture candidate, Drive My Car. Yeah, it's a reference to the Beatles, but does it live up to that? We'll get to that movie and more on The Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show. It is a great opportunity to do something patriotic for President's Day, which is to actually get to know some of our truly great presidents a little bit better and maybe take some inspiration from them. There's a special sale going on for President's Day. It will be going on through the end of the President's Day holiday on Monday evening. And it's our history programs about Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Theodore Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, and Ronald Reagan. The Kennedy basically takes a look at some of the controversies surrounding his tragic assassination in 1963. Now, these five programs are among the most popular programs we've ever produced, and normally, if you were buying them separately, it would be a total cost of $173. But for President's Day sale, it's $49.99. It saves you over $120 if you get it now. You get them in a bundle. You can, this weekend only, go directly to the MedvedHistoryStore.com. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com. And look for our very special President's Day sale. Somebody with certainly the high hope, and I think every expectation, that he's going to be third in line to the presidency, he's going to be the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, made a decision that I think is frankly hard to understand, to endorse a Republican challenger to incumbent Liz Cheney in Wyoming, a former member of his leadership team. And the one thing that I think is important here, and Elise Stefanik, who had beaten Liz Cheney, also endorsed a challenger in a primary. And the challenger is named Harriet Hageman. She had not run for office before. She had run a campaign for governor at some point, and she lost. But look, the point about a party and a political party and a party structure and a party organization is you don't have to agree on everything. But in this situation, if you look at the support that Liz Cheney has given on issue after issue after issue, issues of national defense, issues of crime, issues of education, she is very pro-life. She has outstanding ratings from the NRA. She is very pro-Second Amendment. There is nothing about her or her service in the House that hasn't been conservative. And again, it's understood that President Trump is not going to be one of her supporters. She voted for his impeachment. But if this is going to be the standard for trying to vote Republicans out of office, is that somebody was opposed to President Trump, then he becomes the overwhelming issue. And if Trump is the overwhelming issue, it's going to be tough for Republicans, because one thing that people forget about is, in fact, it's one of those reasons that people say that they believe that there was cheating going on in the election, is that Republicans actually won. They won seats in the House in this last election. And that's because there were, all across the country, in state after state after state, more votes for Republican candidates in the House who didn't always agree in lockstep with President Trump. The House candidates got more votes than the president did. And, for instance, there were 51,000 Republicans in Wisconsin who actually voted for the Republican candidates for Congress throughout the state, straight Republican ballot, but they didn't vote for Trump, which actually goes to why it makes all the sense in the world to make Kevin McCarthy more the center of attention than keeping it on the embattled President Trump. And speaking of embattled, there are so many fears about America. I spent some time yesterday talking about this piece by Jamel Bowie, which very effectively breaks apart that foolish idea that we're on the verge of civil war. We're not. But Ken Burns, who is an outstanding historian and documentarian, he made, of course, that great Civil War series. He made a great history of jazz. He did the history of baseball, which I particularly love, and he clearly loves the game as I do. And I wish it would come back and settle this lockout. But he had an interview in Variety where he said, I'm scared about the future of America. I'm very anxious. I want my country to survive. I want to look back on all of this and go, wow, that was tough, but we made it through. Just the way my parents and my grandparents talked to me about the Depression. I want to have this in our rearview mirror, but I don't think that will happen for a while. Ken, I think it's happening right now. And happening across the board, where people are letting go of some of the angst, some of the wild divisions, some of the craziness. It's been a while since we've heard of people really latching on to a big new conspiracy theory like QAnon. By the way, QAnon has fallen a little bit out of focus. There's even an indication now that 54%, according to one new poll, which we're going to talk about on Monday, 54% of the American people, the Republicans, now believe that we should move on beyond any talk of Republicans of the stolen election, allegedly, and the kind of negativity and the kind of lies, basically, that led to January 6th. That's a good thing, the fact that Republican voters are eager to move on. And above all, we're moving on beyond some of the bitter, bitter debates about masking, about various mandates and sanctions. And you can see, even in Democratic states, the standards are loosening up, because that's medically responsible, most people would agree. Now, I wish they would do it in a more orderly way. I wish they would do it in a more clear-cut way, particularly here in the state of Washington. But the fact is, you can almost feel it. It's like spring. It's not here. It'll be a while, but sooner or later, they'll be calling pitchers and catchers into spring training. There'll be flowers coming up, green leaves on trees, and I think more of an ability to do what Ken Burns said we should be able to do, which is to put some of the negativity and some of the alarmism and some of the uh-oh, we're about to have a civil war, put that all in the rear view mirror. And that brings me to The movie that we're going to discuss today, The Fanfare Pleased. Now, movies are an international language, and this is a movie that speaks in many international languages. It's mostly in Japanese. And it also has some Korean dialogue, it has some German dialogue, it has some Russian dialogue, quoting from a Chekhov play, and some very moving scenes communicated in Korean sign language by a deaf performer. The movie is called Drive My Car, and it's based on a famous short story by the great Japanese novelist Murakami. And basically, the film is about a director, a theatrical director, who is very much acclaimed, very famous, has a beautiful wife who is a famous writer. There are, toward the beginning of the movie, some very graphic sex scenes. This is not officially rated, but it would certainly be rated R. If the rating was applied. But the wife doesn't survive past the very first parts of the movie, and most of it is about the main character as a widower who has gone to Hiroshima for an international production of a Chekhov play, Uncle Vanya. Sound exciting? Well, it's interesting. It's consistently interesting. But it's also 3 hours long. 2.5 stars. It's nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best International Film. It could win Best International Film. But 2.5 stars and a very long sit. You feel like you've been riding in a car, and you keep asking, are we there yet? Well, we are there at the end of this week's shows, and look forward to Monday in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.